This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour, What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, folks, I'm Scott Hannon. A couple of reminders. One, Ann Coulter, author of the book Resistance, is going to join us on Thursday. If you've not yet got your questions in for that, we announced that a couple of weeks ago, then get them in. You can text me, 701-367-2054. Or Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. You can also call them in. We love it when you ask the questions of our guests. And that would be 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. And when you do that, I'm sorry. 800-228-0550 is the number to call Todd or I. If you want to call 24/7 and leave a message with a question for Ann Coulter, 855-200-1776. Also, I will not be on the program tomorrow. Jeff Simon will be here in my place. Jeff was one of the panelists on the Measure One debate at the GNDC event and did a very, very good job laying out that issue, so he'll be here tomorrow, and he has somebody actually from the Free Speech Institute talking about some issues that they have with Measure Number One, so look forward to that. Kevin Kramer, of course, on Wednesdays with the Talk Radio Town Hall as well on Wednesday. Thursday, Wilbur Ross, the President, President Trump's Secretary of Commerce, the person responsible for all these trade deals, is going to be in Fargo. We will have coverage of that event. There's a round table and a number of things going on. We're working on sitting down with Wilbur Ross and having a conversation as well. But certainly we'll be covering everything. A lot of different groups coming in. He'll be touring True North Steel, which I think is kind of neat. Great North Dakota success story, and certainly steel, given the president's, again, campaign promises to help the steel industry in America, has been impacted from all this. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Of course, the steel mills where they make the steel, in the case of True North Steel, they buy it and sell it to customers. And so if the price goes up, there is an impact there. So it'll be fascinating to hear about all of that and, of course, the ag side as well. So that'll be Thursday on the program. Just want to give you a little heads up of all the different things that we're doing in that regard. Texter says, did you hear they found Iowa student Molly Tibbetts? I did see some reports about that. I don't think that's been confirmed yet. I think they believe they have found the body, but I haven't seen any confirmation. But it's certainly being reported. You are right. We're just waiting to see if that is finalized. How about the other big story of the day? ICE deporting a former Nazi camp guard. Now, there again, this is an amazing story. This guy, of course, lied about his Nazi past to get to the U.S. All of this is unearthed, and in 2005, they convict him. They figure out that you know, hey, this guy needs to be deported. Boom, send him back. Well, it's 2018, and he's only now going back. Two previous administrations did Zippo Nada with the guy. What's that all about? So I think it's another example of how different the Trump administration is. I really do. They are standing up to this. Department of Justice did this, saying by helping to prevent the escape of these prisoners during his service, he played an indispensable role in ensuring their death. Wow. So good for the Department of Justice, good for President Trump, I'd say, for doing that as well. So glad to hear that for sure. Todd, the radio god Mitchell is here. I'm here. We're ready to take your calls, questions, and comments. If you have an email, we always welcome those to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. But you can text Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. You can also text me at 701-367-2054, or just call us. Love it when you call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind. Ron in, says here, Colma. Is it Tolma? Where are you calling from, Ron?
Yep, Tolno.
I figured it was Tolno.
Yeah, zip code's 58380, so we're here. I gotta make a comment. I forget his name now, but in the last few days here, we've heard about the White House counsel being questioned by the Mueller team, and it's for 30 hours.
You're talking about Don McGahn. It was 30 hours over a fairly extensive period of time, and by the way, it was quite a while ago. It was not recent.
Well, that's what 30 hours are. We must be talking about entrapment there. We're going to see if he's going to be contradicting himself. But about absurdities, I consider that a little bit ridiculous. You know, waterboarding would be quicker than that. But what was I going to say now? Oh, the instructions to the Manafort juries. 90 minutes of instruction? Can you imagine those jurors being able to take that in?
I don't know if I know what you mean. You're saying it's take it in, as in they're going to forget so much when it's that much of it?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's humanly possible. That these issues must be so complex or whatever that I don't know how any normal person could actually come to a conclusion on what is and what isn't. I just think, it's just overwhelming. I think they'd be better off if they had a couple of charges and stuck to them instead of getting a whole bunch and then just trying to overwhelm. So that's just 90 minutes. It's just that's just beyond comprehension as far as I'm concerned.
What I can't get beyond is the fact that this is a bunch of stuff that has nothing to do with Donald Trump. That is, decades-old business deals, nothing whatsoever, and we're making it up to be Paul Manafort, former campaign manager for Donald Trump, about to go to jail. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump.
This so-called investigation, it should have been a commission in the first place. If they're going to look into Russian hacking or whatever, the special counsel should never be even been invoked. It should have been a commission like the Warren Commission or the 9/11 Commission, so...
Do you think Donald Trump should testify, Ron?
Well, I heard something here the other day about entrapment. Well, not the other day, a couple of months ago. You know, you give your version up. You say you got a car, and you say the car is gray. And then the next time you ask, and you say the car is silver, or you got a car that's red. And the next time you say it's burgundy or it's scarlet. I mean, it gets to be splitting hairs is what we're looking for here, and then to go. That's what I think, Phil.
Yeah, and of course, I guess I said testify. I wouldn't be testifying. It'd be basically an interview, kind of like they did with Don McGahn. There have been reports. There was, of course, New York Times made a big deal, like it was, you know, him turning on President Trump, and he was doing it at President Trump's request. Number one, it was long ago, and number two, the former attorneys that were handling this case said McGahn did a very good job. So, and I forget how long they've been gone. But
how come that? If it's so long ago, why does it just come out now?
Good question. I don't know. That's how fake news operates, you know.
Yeah,
you source
okay.
And run with it. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate you listening. I am Tolna today. Leah in Benedict wants to talk about recreational marijuana. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi there. We were discussing evaluating whether one is for or against recreational marijuana. And I guess I just feel a little bit put off concerned if you consider yourself a Christian, should one really be relying on data review to form one's decision, or just asking, is this right or wrong in God's eyes? And yes, it is very wrong in God's eyes. And Colorado, for instance, perhaps they didn't have any data and they learned the hard way. You know, there's a scripture that says there's a way that seems right to man, but in the end it leads to death. And that goes true for a lot of decisions. They might seem right for one reason or another, and there is some rightness about them. But as far as modeling decision-making for our younger people especially, I think it's really important that we don't think or believe that we can outsmart God's ways or analyze our way to our decisions when, he knows what is coming, coming out of those decisions. And if God's ways don't endorse it, the fruit will be bad, period. And that's, that, that makes it pretty easy as far as.
Because that's interesting, interesting, you know, way to frame it, Lee. I appreciate that. I also think of that as it pertains to the pro-life issue, right? And it,
yes.
If your faith is important to you, if you use it as a guide in how you live your life, it, it do you some good to say, well, okay, what is my, what does my faith teach me? What is, you know, where are my guideposts here on the you know, whether it's your church or, you know, particular faith or whatever, to do a little research and see that. And by the way, I'm amazed. There's a lot of, you know, good people in the pews of churches who are in favor of, you know, the pro-choice cause and don't believe that it's the church's teaching. And as you say, that's about as black and white when you look at an unalienable right to life and a, a living being. You obviously can't do away with it. So good points, Lee. Appreciate your call.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. We're in the sauna section. Finrio, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going
to
feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog, too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Brought to you in part today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. What a day for coal. Clean, beautiful coal. We started with that at the beginning of the program today to tell you about the Trump administration doing something they've been talking about for some time, but it's official today. In saying the Clean Power Plan is no longer our policy, and our policy is going to be formed in cooperation with the states. Jason Bohr will join us on Energy Matters to talk about that, and we'll be talking about more of that in the coming days and weeks. But boy, what an enormous change. And for folks that give us clean, beautiful coal, who give us, affordable energy, reliable energy. Wow. You can't put a price tag on that because of the ripple down effect's amazing. Price of electricity goes up, the price of everything goes up. Price of electricity goes up, the price of everything goes up. Simple math, folks. So to have it not only be affordable, but also reliable in our rather chilly winters and rather hot summers, also very important. Find out more about how you can let your elected leaders know you stand with them. Find out more about the economic impact of this industry. Neighbors of ours in the industry providing us affordable, reliable coal by going to SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org is the website. I am going to be joined by Lynn Helms at the bottom of the hour. North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources will join that. Kevin is having some challenges finding the audio line that we were looking for, and I have the script here, so I'll play it for you, of Dina Butcher. This is the comment where Dina Butcher, one of the proponents of Measure 1, has been on the committee and pushing this. She did an interview with the StoryCorps, and she said she sees elements of the Nazi Germany in the North Dakota Republican Party's dominance of elected office in our state. This is from someone who claims to be a Republican, who as soon as somebody in the Republican Party leadership, Rick Berg as chair and the executive committee, reads it, I hope they realize that should end. Then she can't be used as a Republican that's for Measure 1 when she's not a Republican because of this comment. Again, all over the abortion issue. That's her favorite. She's mad at the Republican majority for standing up for life. Here's her quote. I am concerned that we are getting to be a one-sided democracy where there is no balance. I began to worry about this a few years ago and the whole issue of our state legislature being so predominantly Republican as I've been my whole life. When you have just one party in charge of everything, there is a tendency to get overly aggressive on singular issues. The Nazis had confiscated his property. She, by the way, talked in this interview about her father, who was a Jew who fled Germany in 1939, and comparing North Dakota's Republican-dominated state government to Nazi Germany. Listen, the Nazis had confiscated his property and taken away his rights. That's the crux of the story, is that I'm very conscious when one party has too much in charge. Think about this, folks. This is a supposed Republican talking about the Republican Party. When you say there's too many people, too many Republicans in charge, that's called the Republican Party presenting a better argument and getting more of the voters of North Dakota to say, I'm for you. And you want to arbitrarily change that? What you're changing is the will of the people. When you hear that, what do you think? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. You want to weigh in on that. It's, to me, first of all, the issue isn't her very extreme views, other than it should no longer be a doubt as to the fact she's not a Republican. Okay, that's fine. The bigger issue, honestly, is Measure 1 and how bad that is. And when people like this, who think like this, are behind it, absolutely. That's the alarm bells we need to have go off here, in my view. All right. Let me get to some texters here. Have you seen Heidi Heitkamp's party line voting record in National Review? National Review headline, this on Heidi Heitkamp, says, from a texter, love our listeners, on top of all these stories, this is from today, published at 11:08 this morning. Heidi Heitkamp is her own worst enemy, it says. The North Dakota Democrats' voting record makes it hard to win over the Republican voters she desperately needs. Subheadline. Story. If North Dakota Senator Heidi Heitkamp hopes to keep her seat this November, her best shot lies in convincing North Dakota voters that she spent the last 6 years in Washington doing close to the opposite of what she's actually been doing. Well, I love it when media sources unearth the truth like this, state the obvious. The Democratic senator seems to know it. On primary day in mid-June, Her campaign released a video aptly summarizing the status of a re-election battle. The video touted the fact that she has voted over half the time with President Trump. That made a lot of people in Washington mad. But when I agree with them, I vote with them. It's exactly the tact a Democrat grasping for a second term has to take in a state that Trump won by more than 35 points, especially when that Democrat faces as daunting an opponent as Republican Congressman Kevin Cramer, who is North Dakota's at-large representative, has the statewide name recognition and popularity needed to pose a substantial threat. In his last re-election contest, Cramer was sent back to the House with nearly 70% of the vote. Because the state leans to the right, Heitkamp will have to retain her entire Democratic base and pick up independent and Republican voters in order to win. The latest poll of the race suggests Cramer might have the best shot of any Republican Senate candidate to unseat a Democratic incumbent. According to the survey of likely voters, Cramer leads Heitkamp 48-44. The question then is whether North Dakota voters are tuned in enough to realize that Heitkamp has a voting record 6 years long and whether their disagreement with key parts of that record will translate into turning out in November. It's the first time she's ever had to campaign on her votes. Until she ran for Senate in 2012, her political career had been in the executive branch. The lack of a legislative history made it easy to run as if she were a Republican who just happened to have a D beside her name. There was no pesky record to prove otherwise. It's a very good story. And, of course, they go on to chronicle her record. And Trump. Same time, she's opposed nearly every big-ticket GOP priority. That's the thing. Over 50% of the time on what? You know, National Green Day? You know, I mean, what are the votes on? I've always thought that. They go on to say at the same time she's opposed nearly every big-ticket GOP priority and the ones that conservative voters favor. For instance, in January, she joined most of her Democratic colleagues in filibustering a popular 20-week abortion ban. Don't forget the high five. Heitkamp has supported taxpayer-funded abortion, and in one sense, it's paid off. She's earned a 100% rating on Planned Parenthood. 2018 Congressional Scorecard. In a state as pro-life as North Dakota, this might as well be a target on her back. In June, Cramer told me that Heitkamp's vote against the 20-week ban was one of the key reasons he changed his mind and decided to jump in the race. Isn't that great? After that vote, he said his office was inundated with calls from North Dakotans demanding he challenge her for the seat. I believe it. It was a bad, bad deal. Okay, that's an interesting story. Brand new in National Review. Thanks for the tip. More coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
This is Scott Hillen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution with MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, North Dakota, Mineral Tracker is one-of-a-kind technology that is revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial. Call 833-842-2924. Go to MineralTracker.com or email info at RoyaltyMatters.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as there is a report that a missing Iowa college student's body has been found. Police telling Fox News that Molly Tibbetts' body was found in Iowa, though no other details have been released. Tibbetts vanished after a run on July 18th in her hometown of Brooklyn, Iowa. There had been a $366,000 reward up for information that could help find the 20-year-old. A statue of a Confederate soldier at a North Carolina college is toppled by protesters.
Hey, hey,
A group of 250 protesters using a rope to pull that monument known as Silent Sam down at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill last evening. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
One texter suggested that Dina Butcher could move to New York so she could pay the higher taxes and have no Second Amendment rights, and a governor who hates America and said the right to life, pro-assault weapons, anti-gay, if that's who they are, they have no place in the state of New York because that's not who New Yorkers are. And many people are moving out of the state. No one retires in Florida and moved to New York. All right, thanks for that. Appreciate it. We'll continue to follow that story, though. There's more you need to know. And I'm hearing also some more questions from Ann Coulter. She'll be on Thursday with us, so keep those questions coming either by text 701-367-2054. Or, again, you can also call us, 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Right now, I want to tell you a little bit about H.A. Thompson & Sons. And, you know, I think if you're in business at all, you know that bottom line pressures constantly are changing and evolving, surprises coming up. You never know. You just never know. And what H.A. Thompson & Sons has done with their Link service, more than anything, is bring a little bit of stability to those bottom lines for many folks. In fact, now over 600 buildings are managed, all their mechanical, all their heating and air conditioning, by the folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons. They do this so well for the buildings, they continue to take on more and more and more on the manufacturing side and other places as well. This works. And then that entrepreneur can say, I'm going to focus on making what I make, rather than what broke? How do we get it fixed? How much is that going to cost? That's where it comes in. HATandSons.com, or give them a call. Find out more. There's a great video on their website where you can really learn about how this works and works really well. All right. So Lynn Helms is the head of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. And we get a chance to talk to Lynn every month after the director's cut comes out and talk a little bit about the newest numbers, how things are looking, really get a sense of the trends and where things are going. And Lynn is here to tell us a little bit about the new month's report. Lynn, how are you?
Doing well, Scott. Thank you. It's another beautiful late summer day in North Dakota, isn't it?
It is indeed. Exactly right. And we'll take this well into fall, right?
Oh, absolutely. I love seeing the grain harvest get underway, and soybeans are looking a little bit up. We had a little rain out here, so some of the areas, the soybeans look a little healthier, and that's great.
So today we're talking about June, and these numbers lag a little bit, but we've been talking about what the good weather would mean for oil and gas production. So give us your overview, first of all.
Sure. So overall, the industry is running pretty darn strong in western North Dakota. The news looks a little bit better today than it did on Friday. We're back up to 61 drilling rigs operating. The survey that I do shows that we've got about 40 frac crews running out there, so full employment. People are trying to hire. Those 40 frac crews can just really keep up with the drilling rigs. So they're maintaining an inventory of over 900 wells that have not been hydraulically fractured. So there's lots of oil in the bank, already drilled, ready to be put on production. June, production was down a little bit. Two main reasons was some struggles with gas capture. As you know, the state has some pretty strict rules on capturing 85% of the gas, and that goes up to 88% November 1. And so companies are tuning their work to match those numbers and to meet those requirements of the state. But then the second thing was we had quite a bit of rain in June. So we had all of McKenzie County, county roads shut down for about 3 days. Some roads in Williams, Mound Trail, and Dunn shut down as well. Had one major operator, had 20,000 barrels of oil a day shut in because they couldn't move the trucks. So between gas capture and some rainy weather, we had a bit of a downturn. We fell down below that record production, but we're back up above 60 rigs, and industry is really in tune with running this thing like a growing business.
Do you think the combination of the weather and the gas issues means this is sort of a one-off? I mean, do you expect that July is back on the upward tick and these summer months will continue?
I do think so, Scott, although we've exceeded the capacity of the gas plants at this point. And two big plants are coming on between November and January. We're going to have a little bit of excess plant capacity for a few months. And that's when I really see a growth spurt come, is in the fourth quarter of this year when industry fills those two new gas plants. Then we have to wait until the fall of 19, and there are actually four gas plants, new plants or plant expansions coming on the third, fourth quarter of 2019, and we'll see a serious growth spurt at that point in time. But WTI oil price is up a buck today. Industry seems to, you know, the world is figuring out what all these different sanctions and market forces mean, and so prices are strong, and we've got the infrastructure going in the ground, so we'll get there.
Yeah, very interesting. So when you talk about the gas part of this, and obviously that's all good news, everything you're talking about, and those plants are, I did one day go through and tally up the amount of total investment in all those. You know, you get companies like Oasis Petroleum, who's doing, a big one, One Oak, Hess. It's really amazing what's going to go on. So when we get there, we'll obviously be in pretty good shape as having the capacity. But in the meantime, when these slowdowns happen, is that literally the fact that I'm not able to drill because I'm not able to process my gas?
It really is, Scott. The gas capture requirements mean that we don't frack the wells until there's capacity to absorb that production. And if we're not fracking the wells, we're not going to drill them and make that investment. So, yeah, it's rippling through, and that's what's holding us in those low 60s in terms of a rig count. And I know there are some innovative ideas being talked about. We're having some discussions with operators, and I like some of the things I'm hearing. They're actually looking at some temporary gas storage type projects where they could store the field gas temporarily until there is capacity to process it. And, of course, that costs money, but it can be done quicker than building a gathering system and a gas processing plant.
And that would, so in other words, in concert to say when you do have a bottleneck, that'd be a problem to take care of the bottleneck?
Yes, it sure would. It would allow you to drill wells and complete wells and temporarily store that gas underground in the field. And then bring it to a processing plant. You know, the other thing about it is it makes your investment in gathering pipelines or a processing plant a sure thing because, you know, the gas is out there. It's already been produced once and is temporarily stored. So we're trying to work with some operators to make that happen, make sure that we have simple rules in place that don't burden that down and prevent it from happening.
Interesting. Questions or comments for Len Helms are always welcome. You can call us at 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd, 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2416. 2054. So you don't like to see production down, obviously, but you've explained the reasons for it. So where's your silver lining? Where's your good news in this month's stats?
Well, I think the good news in this month's stats is that there's very little activity on the federal front, and then just today we got the announcement that there's a replacement for the Clean Power Plan. That's going to be a huge positive for our lignite industry, which is going to generate CO for enhanced oil recovery operations in this huge stock and oil field. The other thing is, and it's too early for those stats to be in, but starting in July, our first gas reinjection enhanced oil recovery project started up on a small scale basis, and it'll go up to full scale in October. We think there's the potential that the operators' simulations show the potential to increase oil recoveries by 25%. So there is a huge long-term silver lining. Just saw some statistics that Justin Kringsted with the Pipeline Authority put together talking about, you know, how much additional drilling opportunity there is in the Bakken. It ranges somewhere between 15 and 40 years of drilling opportunities out there. So this is going to be an economic engine for all of North Dakota for decades. And so the jobs that we're creating, the population growth, the infrastructure, it's going to last a long, long time. And generations, multiple generations, going to benefit from this thing.
You touched on the rig count earlier and said it was up from what, Friday, did you say? I mean, what's the
yeah,
overall
Friday,
sort
we
of
were,
a,
yeah.
What kind of trend do we have going there?
So we were at 58, and then as of this morning, we're up to 61. We've been as high as 66. That was in July. And like I said, with the problems with gas capture and oil sales, or with the weather, they scaled back a little bit. But we got word just this week that some of the drilling contractors are refurbishing rigs to turn them into a multi-well pad walking rig, more than a dozen rigs. So industry is planning to grow this thing next year with some serious, significant growth.
And can you give me a little more of a estimate on what serious, significant growth would look like? What are you thinking?
Well, you know, we're really thinking that we're going to be in that 75 rig territory by the end of 2019, which, again, that's a 25% growth from where we are. That's a huge number of jobs. Every one of those drilling rigs employs 150 people, and it takes three frac crews to keep up with five rigs. Every one of those frac crews is 100 high-paying jobs. So we're going to fill those apartment buildings and condos and everything out in western North Dakota. We're definitely back into a growth mode, and we think that's going to accelerate in 2019.
Lynn Helms is with us today. We're talking about the director's cut. Lynn, of course, the director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and the director's cut is a run-through, a crunch of the numbers, if you will, that tracks oil and gas production in North Dakota. A couple of things I want to ask you about when we come back after a short timeout, and again, questions or comments, welcome for Lynn as well. By text 701-367-2054 or call us at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio your town hall for a full hour tomorrow on the program. And also,
hi, Bob.
Jeff Simon will be a guest hosting for yours truly on What's On Your Mind. Talk about Measure One and more. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal, 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy, low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support an all-of-the-above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The University of Mary is doing it in a way that meets your schedule. When I say it, I'm talking about, in this case, nurses. They have a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000, which is a heck of a value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can run up to $8,000. And really the key to rising in your profession is getting that advanced degree, because national nursing organizations are calling for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. So the University of Mary says, we're here. We want to make it possible for you to move forward and to get that master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary. Smart choice. Caring for others, of course, what you do, but caring for you is what they do. And classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time or full-time options available. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/MSN today to apply. 10 before the top of the hour, there is a bit of news out of the Manafort trial. Paul Manafort on trial. Of course, the jury has been deliberating. A lot of folks thought they're going to be done Monday. They'll be done Tuesday, but they're still going. And the question that they have come, the jury has sent a note to the judge saying, what happens if we can't get the consensus? So we may have a hung jury here. So we'll continue to watch that for you as well, because that'll be a big story over the coming days. Back with more of our conversation with Len Helms. Len heads up the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. As the director's cut, that's to take a look at the latest numbers available. They would be for June on the program today. And if you have any questions or comments, I do have a couple of texts I'll get to in a moment. But certainly welcome your calls, too, at 800-228-0550. So let's talk about price a little bit. And, you know, you mentioned WTI up a buck today. I'm hearing a lot about issues in the Permian, where, for instance, North Dakota crude is attracting more of a better price than Permian, the Permian Basin, which, you know, given its proximity to the Gulf Coast and refineries, pretty amazing. Is that accurate, Len?
Well, it sure is, Scott. The Dakota Access Pipeline changed everything in terms of price differentials, and so the Permian has run into the same bottleneck that the Bakken did prior to Dakota Access, all pipelines full. And so they are beginning to scale back. Certainly the growth has stopped, and there's even some scaling back of drilling and completions because all their pipelines are full. There are some projects on the table, but as you know, it takes years to get what's built. So Permian Basin is seeing the $10 to $15 price differentials that the Bakken used to see. On the other hand, the Bakken is seeing sometimes, in many cases, a premium to WTI prices. And we also have the rail infrastructure that's in place here, which is taking advantage of the higher crude oil prices on the east and west coast. So we've seen an uptick in rail transportation. It's probably tripled in the last year in order to service those markets in the Northeast and the Northwest, which pay Brent crude oil prices. So we really are sitting in a great place at this point in time. If we can manage this gas capture situation and come up with, again, some really innovative high-tech solutions, we're going to be in great shape going forward here.
It's a exciting story to hear, you know, that kind of news. And again, this price has just kind of found a sweet spot, hasn't it?
It certainly has. And, you know, this is one of those areas, though, where you have to be careful as a regulator that we keep the flaring under control, but that we don't throttle the industry and damage it. And so we're open and eager to innovative solutions and how we can be a partner with industry and properly regulate those, but not make it so difficult that they can't implement them.
Listener wants to know, this is a text question, why you think July permits were up so much.
Well, what we see industry, they've all learned now that building drilling locations in the wintertime is horrendously expensive and also much more harmful to the environment. So what they tend to do is figure out their drilling plans, get their permits in place in July and August, as soon as the harvest is off, as soon as the hay is cut, get those locations built and ready to drill for the winter. So it's very common to see a big surge in permitting in July and August, construction in September and October. So they minimize the environmental impact and they also reduce the cost.
Anything else you want to share with us, Lynn, before we let you go today?
Well, there's just one innovation after another coming down the pike. This industry reinvents itself continuously, but I think we've certainly got the attention of the world and of Washington, D.C. You saw Secretary Perry out here. You've seen Secretary Zinke. The president himself comes out here. They are incredibly impressed with how North Dakota manages its energy resources and its energy industry, and we're really the model for the rest of the United States and for the world. Let's keep that up.
Yeah, that's for sure. Len, thanks for the time today, and to our best to everyone at the Department of Mineral Resources for all the good work you do for us. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scott. Carry on.
Yes, we will carry on, although we do have to say goodbye, unfortunately, for today. But we'll be back tomorrow to do this all over again. Remember, Jeff Simon is in for me, Kevin Kramer, Congressman Kevin Kramer's Talk Radio Town Hall, the weekly town hall will be here. So your questions and comments are ready there. Get those ready and join the conversation. You'll also be talking about the free speech ramifications of measure number one tomorrow on the program. So stay tuned for that with a special guest. God bless you, folks, and thanks for watching and listening and joining us on What's on Your Mind. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Bye, Todd.
No summer is complete without a trip to Medora. Folks, get there and get there quick because summer's slipping away. Here's Justin to tell us a little bit about what's new in Medora. And there's a lot, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely, Scott. You not only have to see the new Medora musical with a big patriotic finale, but in downtown Medora, we have new shows like Todd Oliver and his talking dog, Carl and Greta's cowboy sing-along for girls and boys to have a little fun. And, man, even a wonderful work show about Harold Schaefer. There's a ton of new stuff in downtown Medora. You have to stay a few nights.
The famous Medora musical, the greatest show in the West always. It is a must-see, and with summer slipping away, just make plans to get there and take that in and everything else, including some of those great new things that Justin is telling you about, too. 1-800-MEDORA-1 is the number to call for tickets. 1-800-MEDORA-1 or go online to Medora.com. Thanks, Justin.
Bully.
Bully for Medora.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.